What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. I hope your Friday is going well. Now, have you ever thought about or considered having a second round of maternity leave, maybe when the kids are a little bit older? Well, joining me on the line this morning to have a chat about this is Tani Sharp, who is the Managing Director and Founder of The Marketing Room. Good morning, Tani.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well. It is really nice to talk to you today, and a really interesting topic that I'd never thought of, thinking about a second round of maternity leave. First question, come on, do we really need it, do you think?
Do you have kids, Mike?
I do.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, they're all grown up, but the answer's yes, right?
You've been there. You've been there. Absolutely. And you've done it, and you've been through the pain of teenage years. I think more and more a lot of people are talking about this, and it is becoming quite a hot topic. I think we all talk about maternity leave when we have babies, and we talk about, you know, the health for the baby and the mum to have support around at that time. But I think what's now becoming more prominent is the mental health of our teenagers. And a lot more people are looking into this and looking into the difference it makes by having access to what they've always had as their security blanket, which is mum and dad or a prominent carer that's there to help them through all the hard stages of life. And we find they get to high school, they come out of year six, they go into year seven, and a lot of people just say, you're on your own now, you need to do your subjects, you need to pick this, you need to be responsible for your homework, you need to then figure out your friendship groups, you then need to figure out issues all on your own. And we're finding more and more they need their security blanket. They need either their mum or their dad to help them through these tough times. And it becomes very hard when you have a full-time job that requires you to be in there from 8:30 to 5:30. Mm. And then to get home, there's homework, there's extracurricular activities. When do you find the time to really sit and invest and help with your teenager?
Tani, this is such an interesting topic, and it really gets on. I've been thinking about, as I was looking at what we were going to be chatting about today, and you think the demands for time, thinking about what teenagers need, that time and that dedication,
yes,
is probably, could almost outweigh the needs more so when for newborns.
Do you know, and this is something that we talk about all the time. You can outsource changing dirty nappies.
You can
outsource somebody watching them to make sure they don't fall or that they stay on the playground okay. Those things can be outsourced, and generally someone's going to do a good job with that. But the time that they require when they get to being teenage years, it's the time that they need you there and they need you to show up. And also as well, from a parent's perspective, the amount of guilt that we feel as well if we can't show up, or we can see a teenager struggling, but we need to go to work to actually to have an income and to have a life. So it's a bit of a catch-22 for both parents and the teenager child,
yeah,
that there's a bit of guilt with parents that we can't be there to help enough. And then the teenagers as well, they need us. They need us there.
Tani, have you got any sort of feedback? Like, do you get some research or feedback on what parents are wanting these days? Obviously, then it would have changed compared to a generation ago.
What parents are wanting from the workplace?
Yeah, like, would parents, do you think, so there is a feedback from parents that they would embrace this? This is what they're wanting? Are parents today wanting this, do you think?
100%, and a lot of the sort of smaller to medium-sized businesses that we work with, there's a lot of senior staff and owners that are looking at succession plans to make sure that they can still be involved with an income and a business, but that they can actually tap out of the business to be there for their teenagers.
Wow.
So it is such a prominent issue at the moment that it is defining, you know, business succession plans to how that's going to work and operate in the next 5 years to make sure that people can be there for their teenagers. You know, and like we say, we look at this idea of a teenager maternity leave. But again, I think then it goes to a wider problem of even work flexibility, because you can only still then offer so much leave as a business owner and from that side of the fence, you can only still offer so much paid leave. I think it becomes a broader topic of what workplaces really look like and what the workday looks like. And we're obviously still in the midst of this pandemic that has shown that people really value flexibility to their work lifestyle. And it's so important now, and it's so important when their kids are teenagers as well, to have that flexibility to be there.
So good. Tania, you okay to hang on a bit? We'll just play a song, come back and talk some more.
Of course, not a problem.
Wonderful.
Mate.
I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. My guest on the line this morning is Tania Sharp, who's the Managing Director and Founder of The Marketing Room. And we're chatting about, do we need a second round of maternity leave, more so even thinking about when the kids are teens? Back after this. At 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike. Tania Sharp is on the line. We've been chatting about having a second round of maternity leave, potentially when your kids are in their teens, just when they need us probably more than ever through those teen years. Tania, what about, I can see so many benefits in parents having some more time off and more flexibility in their work to be there for our teens. It would have a rippling effect, I'm sure, for our teens, and also the family unit as well. At the end of the day, 100%. Who pays? I mean, is this government involvement, employers? What does that look like, do you think?
Look, ideally, government would be great for everyone, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It would be fantastic. As a business owner myself, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I guess at this current stage, it does come down to business owners, and it does come down to the independent owner. Again, we're all capped by budgets as well at the same time. So I think it's not looking at where we can get the funding from. I think it may even be a change in workplace conditions in terms of what the work week looks like, how we can offer flexible work conditions at the moment, because again, my money dictates what happens and how quickly it happens. So if that's not coming to the party quick enough, I think it comes down to business owners to understand that this is an important issue, and we can't make our staff feel guilty for needing to take time off to go in and help a teenage child. Just because they're a teenager, it doesn't mean they don't need a parent anymore. And we look at all the statistics of, you know, these emotional issues, of eating disorders, of suicide. The rates of suicide of children between 15 and 24 are exceptionally high. This is when they do need the support and they do need us there. So it becomes a better understanding of these issues from an employer perspective, that our staff do need this. And if we can't fund a maternity or a paternity leave program, how else can we make this flexible for them in the workplace?
Tania, do you think employers generally, not all, but do you think most employers these days are now looking for the flexibility in working from home, more so perhaps on a more permanent basis, now that we've had some time to kind of almost trial it over the last 2 years?
I do think it's industry dependent. I think in certain industries, yes, they definitely are. And I think you see a much better result. We always make the joke with our business. We have obviously working mums and dads in the marketing room that work part-time, and you don't get somebody who works quicker and more efficiently than a working parent because they know how to get it done. So by giving them the flexibility of doing it on their own time, they get so much more done. So we find it works exceptionally well in these types of areas. Obviously, if it's a more hands-on role where you need to be on site, those types of industries, obviously you can't do it from home, but I think there still does need to be the understanding that unfortunately life does happen, and more issues that are more severe than just a toddler falling over and grazing their knee that you can slap a Band-Aid on and they'll give them a lollipop, they'll be fine again.
That's right.
This is now more severe issues that parents need to be able to leave at maybe a drop of a hat, or take time off to ensure the mental health of their teenager.
Tania, I love this. I reckon this is such a great idea, and I just think it's really got some legs, and I hope it takes off, because I think that would really make a massive difference to be able to spend more time in supporting our teens. Tania, really appreciate your time today. 100%. It's been great chatting with you.
You too, Mike. Thanks so much.
Absolute pleasure. My guest on the line this morning has been Tania Sharp, who's the Managing Director and Founder of The Marketing Room. And we've been chatting about a second round of maternity leave. Love to know. Give us a call, 9313 098. What are your thoughts? Would you like the idea? Do you like the idea of having, you know, some more parental leave with your teens? Give us a call. Lines are open, 9313 0985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.